Hey, plant lovers, it's Lenore. I'm a confidence coach turned plant shop owner, and I created this space because growth doesn't just happen above the surface. It happens in the quiet, messy parts we don't always show. This is a podcast for anyone who's ever felt stuck in a version of themselves that doesn't fit. For the ones tired of shrinking to make others feel comfortable, and those finally ready to stop pretending everything's fine. And yes, houseplants can teach us more about ourselves than we ever thought possible. So if you're ready to stop overwatering what's dead, pull up what's rotting, and make space for new growth, this is your moment. It's repotting season. Welcome back. Today's episode, you will understand why we've been on a little bit of a hiatus. But before we get into that, thank you to everyone who stopped by the Curvy Plant Co. booth at this year's Southeast Plant Show. I cannot even start to explain how grateful, thankful, and happy, fulfilled, all the good things that I feel about every single person who stopped by the Curvy Plant Co. booth this year. You know, it's always a little bit nerve-wracking, especially since this is a one-woman show. I do everything for the plant shop by myself. I find the plants, I rehab them, I make sure they got pest control, the soil they need, they're growing happy, healthy, acclimated, all the things that go into growing plants for selling, but also all the shipping, all the marketing, all the taxes, all the everything that goes into it. So I obviously hire a team to help me at the in-person shows, and not only were you guys very gracious and wonderful with me, you were that way with my team as well, and so I can't even begin to thank you guys enough. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. You guys know I'm emotional. You're used to it by now, hopefully. But it was such a time. I met so many people that I have talked to online forever, since the beginning. And just to be able to see you in person, give you a hug, thank you for supporting all these years, and actually getting to get you guys some of those plant babies that I show online, that you can take them home and they can be happy, healthy, and a part of your new plant family. Makes me really, really happy and just shows me that I'm doing all the things that I set out to do. So thank you guys for that. Oh my goodness. What the heck? So let's talk about where we've been the last couple of weeks. Well, I took a break. It is what it is. Today's episode, we're talking about the rest you're afraid to take because I took a break. I did the Southeast Plant Show. I launched the podcast right before the Southeast Plant Show. Then I did the show and I was exhausted. It's not just the 2 days that you guys see. It's all the prep work that goes into it. It's the setup the Friday before. It's the breakdown after the show. It all is very exhausting. Not only that, it's having 15 conversations at once, managing transactions, managing my team in person, making sure that I'm engaged and present and answering questions of people who really, like, some of you came to see me, and I am beyond grateful for that. But at the end, I was beat. I laid in the bed probably for 2 days, and then I went to the chiropractor, and then I went on vacation. So today we're going to talk about rest. And no, I'm not talking about the 15-minute nap, although I do take a nap basically every day on my lunch break. I'm talking about the soul deep running away from life kind of rest. It's needed, it's necessary, and most of you are not taking it. And it can kill you if you don't. That feels very insane to say out loud, but it's absolutely true. It can kill you if you don't take the breaks you need. And we're going to talk all about it today, how to manage this, and how the heck this shows up in plant life, obviously. So a lot of us are afraid to take the rest that we need, and most of this is because of childhood conditioning. Let's be real. We live in a society that doesn't give a shit about your life. Your boss probably doesn't care. Some of your family just doesn't care. As much as they love you, they want you at their beck and call. They need you when they need you. And a lot of us are the people that other people depend on, whether that's your children, your husband, your boyfriend, your spouse, your brother, your sister, your parents, cousin. There's so many possibilities of people that depend on you. And I am that person for my family as well. I'm the oldest girl, only one with no kids. And I'm the one that everyone depends on. That shit is exhausting. Let's be for real. It is very exhausting. And despite how exhausting it is, I am also type A, meaning I'm a go-getter. I have goals, and I'm talking about goals that are so damn scary, I don't say them out loud. I write them down, put them in my Bible, pray them, and then I go after them. Because they are so big, scary, lofty goals that I don't want to jinx it. And so I don't say them out loud. I probably should, because I truly believe that I'm going to hit them. I actually know that I'm going to hit them. But in order for me to be good enough and healthy enough to hit them, I have to prioritize rest. And when I'm talking about rest, I'm not saying forever. I'm saying take the rest you need and then get back in the game. A lot of people experience guilt in their stillness. You need to take a mental health day at work, and your boss is like, what the hell is that? No, we really need you. They guilt you into it. Or you have overcommitted yourself at work. You haven't said no to any project or deadline or anything. You haven't set boundaries at work. Let me tell you about boundaries at work real quick. Sidebar. I had a coworker recently tell me, you have really firm boundaries at work. And I said, yes, I do. I do. Because if I don't, I'm going to be so stressed out. I'm going to be dreaming about work, and I don't do that. When I log off for the day, I log off for the day. Now, I will say I have the benefit of working from home. Not everyone has that luxury. I understand that that is a privilege, that is a luxury that I have in the position I'm in. However, I spent 10 years at a ultra conservative corporate America environment. When I say ultra conservative, I mean you had to wear tights from November to May every year. You had to wear skirts Monday through Thursday, every week, all year. Ultra conservative, super strict corporate environment. So I definitely understand the corporate side of things too. Now I understand the much more relaxed side of things too. We live in a hustle culture. Capitalism is killing our society. I get it. I have a business and I definitely believe that, which is why at Kirby Plant Co. we price our plants for all budgets. We have become a society where having a lot of PTO left over at the end of the year is the goal. When I worked at corporate, was out of PTO by May, June, July. I was out of PTO. I'm not coming. I don't feel like it. I don't feel good. I have a migraine. I don't care what. I stubbed my toe. I don't care what the reason is. If I was not in it mentally and I just didn't feel I wasn't going, I'll deal with the consequences. And I think that's okay. I think we have to prioritize ourselves, because as we saw with that lady who passed away at her desk and her job didn't even know until the following Monday or like 5 days later, something insane. They don't care. You will be replaced because they have money to make. And so the only people that it's gonna matter to if you pass away because you're so stressed out is your family. And sometimes we even need to take a break from our family. And that's okay. It's totally fine. They will be fine. I promise, they'll be fine. I was born in the 80s, and so that means I grew up in the 90s, right? I was in elementary school in the 90s. And even I can remember even then, you got rewarded for like not missing a day of school. I don't even know if they do this now, but you got a certificate at the little ceremony at the end of the year. You didn't had no days missed from school. That is honing it into us from childhood to be good workers. My mama kept me home from school when I didn't feel good. I'm not going to school and I'm not going to work if I don't feel good, because I know that I cannot function if I don't feel good. I am not mentally there. I'm coughing and hacking. Like, if I don't feel good, I'm not going to be there. So that was ingrained in me by my mom when I was a kid. She kept us home when we were sick. I remember kids being at school sick And that's because they were building a culture of rewarding us for pushing through. And that is so that when you're an adult and you go to the workforce, you push through and you just go to work no matter what's going on in life. And so I think that has set some really strange expectations for not only employers, but also for workers. I ain't that type of girl. I think some part of this is like, it's a threat to your identity a little bit. We all know those people who are like, I use a minute of PTO this year. And like I said, that ain't me. It's not going to threaten my identity to call in sick or to take a vacation. It actually is something that I value. I love to travel, and I will get up at the drop of a hat and go on a trip. Because I think getting away gives me new perspective, gives me new energy, gives me new life, and that's something that I want to continue doing. And so I'm up out of here. I'm going on vacation. So if you are avoiding rest, let's talk about what it can cost you. Many of us are walking around burnt out. We're living on coffee, energy drinks. I'm watching you guys like down these Celsius drinks like it's nobody's business. That's an energy drink. You guys are addicts. Because you're trying to push through, you need the energy for whatever reason. Now, I'm not going to lie, I like coffee, but I feel like we're at a position now where we are disguising burnout as discipline, and that's not what it is. People are dropping dead because they are not taking the rest that they need. Their body cannot physically handle it. And if you don't take it, God's going to sit you down, your body's going to sit you down, and you're not going to be able to actually do anything anymore. And then there's greater consequences to that. I distinctly remember my last year at my old company. I was severely exhausted. Severely exhausted. I didn't care. I didn't care what was going on at work. I showed up. I half did my job. Like, I was so exhausted. I say half did my job, but things were done, but they weren't done to the level that I had previously been doing it. I wasn't striving for more. I was just striving to get it done. Done well and right, but just done. And I was high-functioning exhaustion. Like, I can do it, but I'm not here. I'm so tired. And so I think there's something that we can learn from plants when we're talking about rest. Plants go dormant. Every fall, the trees lose their leaves. Things slow down, growth slows down. We see that in our house plants. Now, sometimes we're forcing plants to continue beyond what they're used to. And that's because we're simulating environments and we're not actually giving them a dormancy period. And so you may see your plants continue to grow even in the fall and winter when that's their normal dormancy period. And that's because you're adding grow lights, you're adding humidifiers, you may have them in a grow tent. So you're simulating like their natural environment. And so they're not getting the signals that it's time to go dormant to conserve some energy, restore things, and all the things that they do when they're going dormant. Now you can force your plants to keep going, and I have done it. I have stressed the plant out on purpose just to see what happens. So several years ago, I had a philodendron brandy and I sun stressed it. And when you sun stress it, it turns pink. It's very beautiful. I'm going to try to find the picture and put it in here. It's beautiful, but it doesn't like it. And so once I was done sun stressing it to see what it did, I kind of acclimated it back. It started growing green leaves again. And then the leaves started getting like this big. And that's all it would put out. It wasn't putting out much growth. It severely slowed down in growth. And then it died. Seemingly overnight. It did not. It like sacrificed its life. It just clonked out. And really, I think that's because it was stressed out so much, it could not physically continue on. And some of us will drop dead from stress and all of the things that we're having to deal with if we don't prioritize resting and taking care of ourselves. Now, our houseplants show us that slow growth does not mean no growth. It means we're slowing down, we're conserving energy so that when we're ready and it's time, we can pop with a lot of growth. And so that's something that we can do as well, especially when we're talking about achieving our goals. Like I said, I have really big, lofty, scary-ass goals. And when it's time, I will have enough energy to push forward to hit the next milestone. So big-ass goals come with milestones. So it's not like, I think sometimes we forget, I have a huge goal, but I have all these miniature goals until I hit the huge goal. And so now I'm here and I'm just trying to get here. But I need to rest before I can actually push to the next level. And so it's really, really important that you keep things in perspective and you actually take care of yourself, because I'm not going to keep telling you you'll drop dead, but you'll drop dead. Now, I say all of that, but I want to acknowledge that rest can feel unsafe for some of us. Trauma, hypervigilance, there's a lot of things that we do as a way of protecting ourselves, staying busy to protect ourselves, having a bunch of side hustles to protect ourselves. That was me. I always had income coming in from somewhere, and that was self-protection. And rest in the past for me was a trigger. It felt like I was being lazy, and I just like, it just felt like I wasn't good enough when I was resting, and I had to prove something. And I realized I don't have to prove shit to anybody but myself. I don't even have to prove it to myself. It's in me. I prayed about it. There's nothing else for me to do than just to continue praying and making sure I'm stay the course. And if it feels wrong, honing into some discernment and making sure that I'm following what I'm actually getting from that. Now that goes down a whole different path of conversation, but my light died, guys. We're just gonna have to bear without it. Rest can be a trigger. So some of us think like, what if it all falls apart while I'm resting? What if this project gets off course at work? What if the kids destroy the house while I'm resting? What if my family falls apart while I'm resting? It's fine. It's rarely so detrimental that it can't be repaired or fixed or cleaned up or whatever it is. I would much rather have to clean up behind my family than have my family plan my funeral. I think sometimes we're actually running from things too. So like for me, the always having a side hustle was I was single. And then I got into a relationship where I was the breadwinner. And I'm trying to say this gently. And a lot of times I would hustle, go. And when I say hustle, I was selling Pure Romance. I was trading the stock market. I was selling candles. I can't even get into all the side hustles I had. If there was a way to make money, I made it. Legally. And a lot of that was, if I stop, who's going to pay the bills? I'm the breadwinner. Now, that was a trauma response. And I'm kind of still living in that a little bit now, because if I rest, I still can only depend on myself. I'm single. And so really taking time in therapy, really praying about it and like really getting in my word, and focusing on how do I unpack that? What if the lights get turned off? What if the car gets repoed? What if, and a lot of that is afraid to be vulnerable and trauma responses. So we have to go to therapy. We have to really, really work through that so that we're in a place where we can actually do it. But ultimately, you have to do it, because if you don't, it's going to sit you down. Your body is going to shut down. And so set the boundary. Rest is your resistance to the crazy world we live in. It's the boundary we need to set, because if you don't set it, people are going to ask and expect until you have nothing left to give. And that is when we start having health problems. that can really spiral really fast out of control. And so just a quick nod to the Knapp Ministry and Trisha Hersey. Black rest is revolutionary. We've been on the front lines for a lot of things for hundreds of years. And you guys have seen it online. People are tired, and that's okay. And it's okay to sit back. You guys know that I don't really talk a whole lot about politics online, mostly because it'll get me canceled, probably. No, it won't get me canceled. Mostly because I do like to tussle, and that's something that I'm still working through with God. Please help me. So I just keep my mouth shut because you can't come talking to me slick. I'm going to say something back. I had two older brothers before I had a baby sister. So we tussle around these parts. I want you to remember that you don't have to earn rest. It is something that is innate. It is something that you've already earned. You are already due this rest. And I want you to grab hold of it and take it. Take a couple of minutes and think about what you were told about rest growing up. And is that something that you truly believe now? And if it is and you want to change it, what steps are you going to take to make changes so that you can incorporate rest naturally in your day-to-day? And when I'm talking about rest, I don't mean you have to take a five-day vacation. I mean, if you, I don't know, worked all day and you came home and you have to cook dinner and wash clothes and do all the things that adults have to do, you don't have to work yourself to the bone until it's bedtime. Take an hour to yourself, read a book, watch a TV show that you like do something you enjoy, knit, pot a plant, like take some time for yourself. Sometimes those micro doses of rest are really energizing. So anytime that I do something around the house that I really hate, like cleaning the bathrooms, I hate cleaning the bathroom. I'm the only one who uses it. I still don't want to clean it. So anytime I clean the bathroom, I would reward myself with an activity that I really enjoyed doing. That was something that I enjoyed doing and not something that someone else was telling me I had to do. And so there's lots of different ways that you can approach this. So I just want you to take a couple of minutes. Think of the story that you were given as a kid about rest and what it means to rest. And if you don't like that story, you can change it. And I want you to write down the ways that you can start slowly incorporating rest naturally in your day to day. And if you have PTO and you have the time to take, I want you to plan a vacay. It can be a staycation. You don't even have to leave the house. You just got to stop going to work for a couple of days. Take the time. It's yours. It's due to you. So if you're saving it for something big, great. But if not, take your time. So remember, you're allowed to pause and you don't have to prove your worth through exhaustion. Rest is a part of your healing and it's not a detour from it. I'm back in the action because I am fully rested and feeling energized. But if you haven't rested lately, I want you to really take this seriously because I want you to live a long, happy, healthy life. And this is a key component to that. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening wherever you are in the world. Please like, subscribe, and comment. Comment, 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 share, share, share. And as always, take what you need and leave the rest. You're still growing, and so am I. See you next week. If this episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who's in their own repotting season. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment, and stay connected with me on TikTok and Instagram at Curvy Plant Lady. I'll see you next week, same time, same place.